The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from the campus of Walla Walla Community College, the Dietrich Dome Activity Center. The DeSales boys are hosting a Southeast 1B Grape Division matchup tonight against Riverside Christian of Yakima. It'll be a boys-only contest as the Riverside Christian does not have a girls program. And DeSales Athletic Director and Lady Irish head coach Nick Hazeltine, the son of longtime girls coach here at Walla Walla Community College, Bobby Hazeltine, and also working with Athletic Director Jeff Rhineland, have made arrangements for the Irish girls and boys to each have an opportunity to play on this beautiful full-size college-style venue. And it's great to be in the dome here out at the campus of Walla Walla Community College on Tossick Way. The Lady Irish actually played here earlier this year against Mack High on December 11th. Of course, the boys program was not ready to take the basketball court yet because the DeSales football team won the state championship on December 5th, and then you've got to get a week's worth of practice in before you can start playing. So the Irish boys were not able to make that date, and so they will play here against Riverside Christian. So some nice creative scheduling by Irish Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine to get this nice venue, and it worked out well because the girls had a night off anyway because Riverside Christian does not have a girls program. So here we are. The Irish boys are warming up down to my left on the Warriors court. Black and yellow trim around the court and a nice setting for a ball game. And the crowd is coming in here on this Friday night as the DeSales Irish 2-0 on the season. And most importantly, 2-0 in Southeast 1B play. We'll take on the Riverside Christian Crusaders, who will be playing their seventh game of the season. They are 5-1. They suffered their first loss just the other night. They are 3-1 in Southeast 1B division play. So they're playing their seventh game. The boys of DeSales playing their third game. We'll set the tone in the pregame show when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at Walla Walla Community College's campus. The Sales Irish boys getting set to take on the Riverside Christian Crusaders in a Southeast 1B Great Division matchup. The players and student athletes for both programs pretty happy tonight, I suppose. Christmas vacation for all the schools is upon us. They just finished up their last day of classes today and won't go back to school till January 5th, I think it is. Yeah, Monday, January 5th. So a nice time of year and a lot of fun family moments coming up and a little basketball as well. Let's take a quick look at the schedule that will happen during Christmas break for the girls and boys. Tomorrow, the girls and boys programs will travel to Sunnyside Christian. Girls will tip off at 4 and the boys at 5:30. And then the Irish boys will have another game Tuesday, December 30th. That's a makeup game for a contest scheduled with Pomeroy that was actually played December 9th. The Lady Irish made the trip to Pomeroy with the Sales boys, again, involved with the football program, and won't be able to make that trip. But the Irish will make that trip up to Pomeroy December 30th, boys varsity only. I do not have a confirmation on the actual tip-off time for that game yet. And then the Christmas Classic Tournament, which has gone on for several years during Christmas break at DeSales on the campus. It's usually in those days right after Christmas, late in December, but this year it's at the tail end of Christmas vacation, Friday, January 2nd, and Saturday, January 3rd, for the Christmas Classic. The Irish girls and boys will be there. Soton's boys team will be there. Columbia Burbank's girls teams that will be there. Cashmere, I could be wrong on that. Cashmere is our opponent in the Native American Classic in Wenatchee the following week. I left my phone home and Coach Hazeltine, Nick Hazeltine, had texted me the teams that are in the Christmas Classic. It's on my phone. I didn't write it down. But I know that Soton's boys and Burbank's girls will be there, and I'm not sure who the other two teams are. But I'll get that to you tomorrow for sure when we're up at Sunnyside Christian on the broadcast. But that's a look at the schedule of games that will get us into the new year with the Christmas Classic at DeSales. January 2nd and January 3rd. That's a Friday and a Saturday. The Irish are warming up down to my left in the home white uniforms here on the Warriors' home floor here at Walla Walla Community College. Home whites, forest green numbers trimmed in Vegas gold. The Crusaders are in their warm-up shirts and royal blue, dark blue shooting warm-ups trimmed in gold, and they're warming up down to the right. They don't have their warm-up vests and things off yet, so I don't know exactly. Well, there's a guy who's got his warm-up top off, so it's royal blue, white numbers trimmed in gold. There we go. We'll be back and take a look at how the league standings look here early in the season. Several teams have played as many as the range goes from 6 league games already to 2 league games. That's the Sales. They've only played 2. So we'll take a peek at the league standings, and we'll also take a look at how Riverside Christian has done so far this year, as I mentioned in the opener, playing their 6th game of the season, or will be playing their 7th game of the season tonight. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at Walla Walla Community College. Good crowd on that. It's I would say, similar to a Walla Walla Community College game. Anyway, it's a very big set of bleachers across the way. I can't even count the number of rows, but probably about 25 to 30 rows of bleachers across the way. And here on the side where the players sit in the scores table, they only have 6 rows actually pulled out. And we're sitting up against a cinder block wall that separates the upper bleachers and the lower bleachers on the score table side. Across the way, all the bleachers are pulled out. So a very fun atmosphere for basketball for these two teams that are used to playing in the small little gyms until... and if you get to Spokane, and that has become an annual goal for the Irish boys, they've been there 4 years in a row to the state tournament. In the last three, they have lost in the semifinals and come back on the trophy day and earned the third place trophy. And Coach Eric Wood and his squad, really a strong, strong, strong desire to get that gold ball, or at least have the chance to play for it in Spokane on the final day of the season. And in that first week in March. And Riverside Christian is the opponent tonight. Looking at the standings in the Southeast 1B League, Liberty Christian, who DeSales defeated in that state football championship, they've been busy on their schedule. They've already played four games and play again tonight, which will be their fifth game. The Irish playing the third. Liberty Christian is 4-0 in league play. DeSales boys at 2-0. Yakima Nation Tribal and Riverside Christian are each 3-1. As I mentioned, Riverside Christian 5-1 overall. Sunnyside Christian is 2-1 in league play, and they're always a tough opponent, and that's where DeSales will play tomorrow night. And having said that, I know I saw him walk by. Al Schmink, the longtime girls coach at Sunnyside Christian, who no longer coaches there, but they have a great program there. His son is on the Sunnyside Christian varsity team. And Al Schmink is in this gym. So I'm guessing he's scouting for the Sunnyside Christian boys coaching staffs. Sunnyside Christian is playing at Prescott. Oh, that could be what he's doing. He's going to watch this for a while and then head out to Prescott to watch his son play, because they wouldn't tip off till 7:30. Anyway, so Sunnyside Christian always takes things very seriously in their athletic programs, especially basketball, and that'll be a tough matchup tomorrow night. This one will be tough as well. Riverside Christian won their first five games. They beat LaSalle, Touche, Wava, Granger, and Prescott. And then Tuesday, they hosted Liberty Christian and lost that ball game 71-50. So they're coming off their first loss. They return a couple starters from last year. The Sales defeated them both times last year, 85-45 and 85-39. We'll take another break. We'll gather the starting lineups and share those with you when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Yep, they got the prayer going.
Watch over all who compete, keep every player, coach, and official safe and injured. Help us play hard, play fair, and show respect to one another in all we do. May our actions honor you and reflect this relationship. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right. I wasn't paying attention. I usually kind of stay off the air while we do the opening prayer and national anthem, but that worked out great. Connor Hazeltine, son of athletic director and girls coach Nick Hazeltine, reciting the pregame prayer. That was pretty cool. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First, for Riverside Christian, 5-1 on the year, 3-1 in the division. Their head coach, Jason Eaton, will announce Judah Bowden, a 5'11 freshman, as a starter. Julian Omlin, a 6'1 junior, as a starter. He started last year. Waylon Johnson, a 6'1 sophomore. Jace Oliver, a 6'1 junior. And Micah Rivera, a 6'3 senior. So a very young starting lineup. Micah Rivera, in the two games against the Irish last year, he had 16 points and 10 points. He is a very good post player that could also move around onto the perimeter. He's tough. He's a 6'3 senior. Hey, for Coach Eric Wood and his Irish boys are 2-0 with wins this season at Yakima Nation Tribal last Saturday, 59-47, and then they beat Prescott Wednesday at the Sales, 79-33. Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior, will start. Spencer had 26 points and 32 points against these Crusaders last year. Cohen Wood, a 6-foot junior, will start. Maddox Phelan, the 5'9 senior, will start. He had a 15-point game against Riverside Christian last year. And Jackson Gazelle, the 5'9 senior, will start. And Manning Phelan, another senior, a 5'10 senior. So 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors and a junior. Eric Wood, a very experienced ball club. Malachi Raymond continues to not be in the lineup. He was a starter last year and one of the top 10 statistical performers at the state tournament last year. He goes about 6'3". He's a junior this year. He broke his finger in the first round of this football playoffs. I talked to him before the ball game. He's got his splint and everything's off of his hand. The pins, the exterior pins have been removed. All he's got to do now is get the flexibility back in his finger. He can't catch a ball yet, but he can participate in all other parts of practice. He's hoping to be back by the early part of January. So that's very good news for the DeSales boys program. Well, Lon, I'll get you turned up. Lon Olson with me. Give us our officials and just your observations of this nice venue so far.
Oh, this is awesome. Yeah, we've got three of our better officials tonight, not to put anybody else down, but Derek Heinzman's referee. Mike Gregg is probably the U2, and Casey Waddell is U1 tonight.
All right.
We call him.
It is a good crew. And, hey, we've got a big crowd here. I mean, there are a lot of bleacher space to fill up. I don't know. You'll have to estimate, get that crowd estimate for us at some point. We're ready to go. Manning Phelan will control the tip to his brother Maddox. He's out on the right wing, cut off on the baseline drive. Now gets it inside to Manning. Gets Rivera in the air. A little right-handed hook shot off the glass and in. Manning Phelan, a nice low post move right away against Rivera. And then we have a turnover coming up the court. Riverside Christian against pressure. Julian Omlin lost the handle on the ball up the sideline. So DeSales, a nice set play off the inbound. The Phelan brothers hook up. Maddox to Manning. And now Maddox will get it to Manning again. Maddox is working from the point. Kick out to him. He hits the three. The Manning brothers are 2-for-2. Maddox passes it to Manning out top. Got it right back as he drifted over to the left wing just outside the arc. And the Irish are off to a nice start. Manning with a jump hook in the lane. Maddox with the Hank Warden Edward Jones three from the left wing. Irish up 5-0 early. Omlin with it. Over to Bowden. Bowden in the left corner goes to Johnson. He'll fire three and he hits it. Left corner three by Waylon Johnson, 6'1 sophomore. So back to back, Hank Warden Edward Jones threes, one by each club. Irish up 5-3. Spencer Green deep on the right wing with it. Omlin's on him. Tries to get a screen. Can't do anything with it in the right corner. Now Woods got it. To Manning Phelan. To Maddox. Maddox on the drive. Pass kick out to Cazell's tip, but Jackson ends up with it. Now to Wood inside to Manning Phelan. Kick out to Green in the corner. Right wing jumper won't go. Rebound tipped. Manning Filen runs it down at the top of the key. Back to Spencer. Spencer on the drive. Kick left corner to Cassell. Back up top it goes to Maddox. Cut off at the drive at the foul line. Now gets it to Spencer. Spencer jump stop in the lane. Bounce pass inside. Off the leg of a player. Ball's loose near half court. Cassell will tip it away from the Crusaders. Wood comes up with the ball. Maddox Filen now has it and will set the offense at the top of the key. Drives to the foul line. Right side elbow. Kick out to Cassell on the left wing. And Cassell hits the three.
That's my boy.
Hank Wood. The third Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game. Three in a row now. Irish up 8-3. There's a give and go cut pass tipped and Rivera can't finish it at the rim. Rebounded by Oliver. They'll kick it back out into the corner. But to Omlin, air ball, 3-point attempt. Cassell has the rebound. Irish up 8-3, 5:49 to go. Quick pace to the ball game so far. Pass on the right wing to Wood. He's double teamed. Came out a little awkwardly too. I think he got hit in the midsection. Inside to Manning Filen. He powers it up and in. Rivera went to the deck. Manning powered it up and in. Timeout. Riverside Christian DeSales up 10-3. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Yeah, I didn't want to start out with an excuse, but yeah, he's...
So after the Jason Eaton timeout, 5:30 to go first quarter, Crusaders bring the ball in the front court. Irish up 10-3. Both teams shooting from beyond the arc. Rivera pass on the left wing. Stolen by Maddox Filen. To Green. Back to Maddox. He puts a floater up off the arm and go. Manning Filen's got it. He puts it in. Manning Filen, 6 points. Irish up 12-3. They get it to Rivera just across the timeline. Rivera on the dribble right in front of the DeSales bench. Cross court pass to Judah Bowden. Bowden pulls up from 16. It's short. Rebound Rivera inside. And he lays it in. And now we've got a whistle, and Spencer Green needs to tie his shoe. So, Lon, you mentioned that you know the Riverside coach. He's their golf coach, and he shared with you that one of their players, their top players, is out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he said that Micah Morgan went down after the game the other night. And couldn't breathe, ended up in the hospital, and they're doing tests, and they still don't know what the issue is.
Well, we hope he's okay. A 6'2" senior started last year, but not in uniform tonight. Hopefully he's okay.
Coach says he's averaging 27 points this year so far. So,
well, he's a big part of their program.
Big part of the program.
So he played against Liberty Christian and then got sick.
I don't know if it was Liberty Christian or not. He was upset that they missed 16 free throws at Liberty Christian. So I'm not sure which game he's talking about.
Spencer Green on the drive after the timeout in the inbound. Shot won't go off the iron. Crusaders with the rebound. They'll head the other way, and we've got a whistle and our first foul of the game.
Yeah.
The sale's up 12-5.
21.
Fouls on Jackson Cassell. And that's one thing the Irish in both games so far have had trouble keeping their hands off the other guys. A lot of foul calls. That's the first one in this one. Cassell will come out of the game, and Jake Warwick checks in. A couple of the golfers trading places. There's a pass on the drive, Judah Bowden, the ball tipped away from him. Irish come the other way with it, and Bowden steals it right back from Maddox Filen, and he just traveled. There we go. Judah Bowden, 5'11", ninth grader. He was on their varsity roster last year as an eighth grader. 12-5. DeSales up by 7. 4:12 to go first quarter. Maddox Filen passes deep on the left wing to Warwick. Wood comes and sets a screen. There's a little pick and roll. Knocked right back to Warwick on the attempt to pass. Sling it to Maddox Filen. Shot won't go. Long rebound to Julian Omlin. Omlin pushing it across the timeline. Cut off now by Green between the circles. Now to Bowden. Back to Omlin. Green right on Omlin. Omlin still on the dribble, left elbow with it. Now gets it to Rivera. Rivera goes baseline, cut off by Manning Filen. Good man-to-man defense by the Irish. Right elbow fadeaway by Johnson. Off the mark, won't go. Rivera gets the rebound over Manning. Filan puts it in, and he's fouled. Mike Rivera, he is tough inside. The 6'3 senior got the rebound, protected the ball, and got fouled by Manning Filan on the putback. Irish up 12-7. Clock is stopped with 3:36 to go in the first quarter. Rivera will shoot the first free throw of the game for either team. Barely hits the rim, goes off of Filan's head and arm, and then it gets the loose ball, rolls out to Wood, and Cohen turns and throws it right to the Crusaders, who are back into front court now. Kind of a strange sequence there. Omlin fires a three from the right corner, won't go. Wood with the rebound. He'll cover up and let the royal blue, dark blue colored jersey Crusaders head to the defensive end. And now Green drives baseline from the right corner. He's fouled on the drive. Omlin picks up the first foul of Riverside Christian. Inbound play under the basket. Pass out top to Manning Filan. Now he'll get it to Warwick in the left corner to Green. Omlin on Green. Spencer drives baseline. Cutoff gets it to Manning Filan. Double teamed inside. Turns, shoots in and out. Stays out. Rebound Rivera. Manning got off to a fast start. Hit his first three inside shots. Got a good look there. Just went in and out. Three-point attempt by Oliver. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wood and the Irish. The Sales lead is 5 points, 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Jimenez checks in for Wood. That's Mateo Jimenez, a 6-foot freshman. Bowden looks to inbound it. We'll get it to Oliver. Oliver tries to get room to shoot, kicks it out instead to Rivera. And Rivera, rainbow three-pointer. Rivera, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Micah Rivera, 6'3 senior, has scored inside. He scored on a rebound putback and steps behind the arc and hits a three. Speaking of a three-point shot, Green takes the three-pointer. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound Omlin. Omlin quickly up court. It goes to Johnson. Johnson will fire three. It won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Spencer Green. Long outlet to Maddox Filan. Maddox will hesitate on the right wing, drive all the way in, put it too strong up the glass, keeps it alive, tips it right to Warwick. Warwick takes a shot, won't go. Rebound Rivera. The Sales got off to that hot start. It was 12-3, I think, and they have been outscored 7-0 since then. It's 12-10. Riverside Christian can tie or take the lead on this possession. Right bake wing to Rivera. Ball slapped away by Green and out of bounds in front of the DeSales bench. So yes. Rivera, the only senior in the starting lineup.
Manning boys passed off, and we haven't hit a shot since.
Yeah, they got off to a hot start. They scored 9 of our 12 points. And there's a shot out front off the inbound by Oliver, off the back iron, off the top of the backboard, rebounded inside by Jimenez to Green. Long pass up court to Warwick. Too long. He saves it, but right to Riverside Christian. Here they come the other way. Bowden, he has it slapped away by Green. Loose ball goes to Manning Filan, back to Spencer. Spencer will get in the front court, left wing to Maddox Filan. In the corner to Warwick, back to Maddox, deep on the left wing. Shot clock at 20. Maddox picks up his dribble at the top of the key, passes left wing, ball stolen away by Johnson. Johnson stripped back the other way by Maddox Filan. Great hustle by Maddox. Maddox, right corner pass to Green, catch and shoot three on the way. He's got it. Spencer Green gets the Hank Warden Edward Jones three to fall. The fifth three-pointer, three by the Irish, two by Riverside Christian. They like the shooting angles here in the Warrior Gymnasium. We're at the Walla Walla Community College Dietrich Activity Center. There's a long shot missed by Omlin. Rebound Jimenez. He's going to head it coast to coast. Right corner to Green. Three on the way again. This one's off the mark. Manning fighting strong with the rebound. The reverse lay-in attempt on the putback won't go. Warwick gets it. He's fouled on the putback. Manning Filan was up in the air high on that offensive rebound. And then a little reverse left-handed lay-in, and it just rolled off Warwick right there with the rebound. The foul on Bowden, his first. And Jake Warwick, the 6-foot sophomore, will shoot two free throws, a chance to get in the scorebook. His free throw is good. First free throw attempt of the game for the Irish. The Sales up 16-10. They're up 12-3 early. Then it was 12-10. Now it's 16-10. Warwick's second free throw is also good.
Another baby. You can hit free throws as well as golf shots.
Yeah, state champ golfer, right?
He is. That's our boy.
And Cohen Wood will check back in, and Jake Warwick will sit down with those 2 points. They've gotten the Irish up by 7 at 17-10. Right corner goes to number 2, who's checked in. That is Austin Stevens, a 5'11 sophomore. Now Alma with it. He has it knocked away by Filand, and Bowden runs it down. Shot clock is down to 10. Pass back is stolen by Maddox Filand. Maddox is doing a really good job of ball pressure. So is Spencer Green. Maddox Filand passed to Jimenez. He saves it from going out of bounds. Didn't need to. And actually, he did.
Did he?
I lost track of the clock. So Jimenez, I'm thinking, why are you trying to save that? It's going to go out of bounds off them, but the clock was going to run out. So a very athletic play, actually. He left his feet at the end line, threw it behind his back. Cohen Wood was able to catch it and try to throw up a desperation shot. I wasn't paying attention to the clock. We're 8 minutes into the ballgame. DeSales up 17-10. And we'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So DeSales, three. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, threes in the first quarter. Manning Filand scored three quick baskets inside. And they outscore Riverside Christian 17-10 in the first quarter. Four field goals in the first quarter for Riverside Christian, two of them from beyond the arc. Jackson Gazelle, Cohen Wood, Mateo Jimenez, Manning Filand, and Spencer Green on the floor to start the second quarter for Coach Wood. Stevens, who came off the bench, is in there. Omlin, Rivera, Oliver, and Johnson. There's a miss inside by Rivera. Won't go. Rebound. Spencer Green comes out of there with it. Pass to the high post to Manning Filand. Faces the basket. Now he's on the dribble. Trying to back in Rivera. Kick out and out of Green. Spencer on the drive. Cut off left wing to Gazelle. Ball fake. Gets to the left elbow. Now to Wood, up top to Green. Green will cut down the lane, goes up strong, and the shot rolls off in traffic. Rebounded by Oliver for Riverside Christian. Irish leads 17-10. Don't score on their first possession of the second quarter. Rivera on the left wing. Rivera has 7 of their 10 points. He gives it off now. With it is Omlin to Johnson. We got a whistle and traveling called. As Austin Stevens, a 5'11 sophomore, got his feet tangled up with the ball pressure and traveled. Turnover on the Crusaders. Stevens goes out of the game, and back in comes Johnson. So Coach Eaton has his starting five back out there. Rivera slaps a pass away. Wood chases it down. Now Gazelle with it. He'll get a screen from Manning Filand. Now left wing pass goes to Mateo. Mateo driving left to right, cut off at the elbow.
Nice
pass inside to Filand. Manning misses the shot. Wide open shot. Boy, he was money his first three touches, but he missed one he certainly should have made. That was a beautiful pass by Jimenez. And now Cohen Wood hits the deck on a Crusader drive the other way. That's an offensive foul. And that's on Rivera, his first. But Mateo went on the drive from the left wing to the foul line, drew the defenders, and bounced the pass right to Manning under the basket. They'll need to go back to that one, and Manning, the senior, will finish it next time. Irish up 17-10. Green on the drive, kicks in the corner for Cassell, but Cassell had left the corner and started to move to the wing, so the Irish turn it over. Both teams out of sync here in the first minute and a half of the second quarter. Neither team has scored in the second quarter. Bowden with it. The freshman gets it to Rivera at the top of the key. Now over to Omlin. Omlin back to Rivera. Rivera's passes over to Bowden. Bowden on the dribble. Shot clock at 12. Ball knocked loose. Out. Omlin runs it down. Riverside Christian having trouble getting into their offense. They get in the corner to Johnson, and he hits a three. DeSales really had a Riverside Christian scrambling, but a catch-and-shoot three by Waylon Johnson, and the Crusaders are within four, and they score first in the second quarter. Green on the drive, drives it, puts it in from the right side with the left hand, and lays it in. Spencer can get to the rim. He just hasn't been finishing very well so far this season, but he finished that one. He has 5 points, Irish up 19-13. There's a loose ball going up for it as Cassell to Green, ahead to Warwick, behind the defense. Now they recover, he'll kick it out. Want him to go up with that to Woods, swing it to Cassell. Three on the way, left wing, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Jimenez inside. Goes up strong against Rivera, can't hit. Warwick with the rebound, he puts it back. The Sales pounding the offensive boards. Warwick with the offensive rebound and the putback. He's got four, as both his baskets, both his scoring opportunities have come on offensive rebounds. He made two free throws after being fouled on a putback attempt in the first quarter. Oliver gets it to Omlin. Omlin has it slapped away, and there's a foul. As Omlin
Jackson.
That's on Cassell. That will be two fouls on Jackson Cassell. He'll most likely come out. Yes, Maddox filing coming into the ballgame. Oliver comes out of the ballgame, and in for Riverside Christian for the first time is Jackson Smith, a 6'1" junior. Riverside inbound under their own basket. They get up top to Omlin. Warwick on him. Omlin gets into the foul line but can't get him in the air. Warwick, good defense by Jake. Swing it over to Bowden. He fires a three. It won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Rivera. Backing in on Wood. Puts up that little left-handed hook. He's tough with that. 9 points for Rivera. Uses his body well. 21-15, Irish up by six. Wood, the trailer, gets the pass. He's between the circles, now to Green. Dribbling on the right wing, up to the top of the key to Jimenez. He'll fire the three. It's off the air, won't go. Long rebound, tipped around, ball's loose. Crusaders get it. Omlin trying to race ahead. He'll kick it out to Johnson in the left corner. Misses the three. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. We got a rebound foul. Wow, Johnson. Let's see. Omlin had a... It would have been contested, but he had a lay-in, and he gave it up into the corner for a three. Thank you for that, I think.
Yeah.
The foul was on Jackson Smith going after the rebound. Timeout on the floor. 4:18 to go in the first half. A low-scoring second quarter. The Irish lead it 21-15. You're listening to Irish Basketball, 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So, 4 points for DeSales on 2 2-point field goals, 5 points on a three and a two for Riverside Christian. Halfway through this quarter, not much offense. Coach Wood trying to get his guys settled down. They get Cohen Wood driving inside. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Wood ends up with a kick out the Maddox file and a long three. He's got it. That was NCAA. Distance three, as we have the high school line, the girls' college line, and the boys' college line. Maddox Filans, second. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the ballgame. There's a miss the other way, and quickly the Irish with it. Green in the lane, kicking the corner. Maddox Filans, three on the way. He's got it. Maddox takes a lot of pride in his shooting. He's been way off the first couple games. Understandable coming off football, but he's getting his rhythm now. His third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. The Irish up 27-15. There's an air ball by Bowden. Warwick's got it. Warwick's done a good job rebounding. Now between the circles with it is Green. Omlin on him. Green drives right side, dumps it to Manning Filan open inside. Super. He lays it in. So the timeout was very productive by Coach Wood. 5 points in this quarter going into the timeout. And in that last minute, the Irish have scored seven and opened up a 14-point lead at 29-15. Rivera gets it to Johnson. Back to Rivera, right corner, up top to Johnson. Sales has played well defensively, and there's a drive by Rivera, and he and Manning Filan collide, and that's going to be a foul on Manning. Rivera is tough to handle. He has 9 of their 15 points. That's Manning's second foul. And Rivera is 0 for 1 at the free throw line. He had 16 points and 10 points in the two games last year. And he can't quite find the mark there. Left-handed shooter. Second free throw's up and off the mark. Rebound Manning Filan. He'll stay in the game with those two fouls. Outlet to Spencer Green. Right corner to Wood. Back to Spencer. Spencer drives on the right side. Triple teamed, and he's called for traveling. Lost the ball, got it back, and said he traveled.
I think somebody knocked it loose.
Yeah, then that shouldn't have been traveling.
No, it should not have been.
All right, 29-15. Sales with the lead. And a nice job since that timeout. Omlin gets it up top to Bowden. Bowden has it slapped away. Chases it down the corner. Drives baseline, kicks left corner to Johnson. He fires a three. It won't go. Rebound inside. Tipped by Smith. Won't go. Battle Woods got it. They're reaching in on him, and they call a jump ball.
Either call a foul or don't call anything. That was not the right call. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, the Irish do get the ball in the possession arrow. It was pretty physical in there. Cohen was doing the right thing. He kept moving that ball around. And they kept grabbing at it. Manning filing it. Gets a handoff from Maddox at the top of the key. Now Green's got it. He's cut off on the double team. Triple team now. Kick left corner to Warwick. Ooh, Warwick hits a three. The defense, understandably, very focused on stopping Spencer Green, and he's finding the open shooters, and the Irish like the three-point line here at Walla Walla Community College. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three by Warwick. There's a drive to the basket by Rivera. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds away from Cohen Wood. Last touch by Cohen, they say. 32-15. DeSales has outscored the Crusaders 10-0 since Coach Wood took a timeout at the 4:12 mark of the quarter. Johnson to the elbow. Pass right wing to Oliver. Tries to drive in, no room to shoot. Omlin with it now. He'll drive inside. Ball slapped away on a pass inside. Oliver comes up with it. Out to Johnson. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bowden. Bowden will take a shot inside. And now Rivera on a loose ball on the putback. His shot won't go. Finally, Manning filing with the rebound. Boy, Riverside Christian got a lot of looks, but just couldn't get one to fall.
0 for 3, I think. That was on.
And that is on
Rivera. Mike
Rivera. That's on Rivera. His second. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. DeSales up 32-15. There's a long shot by Green off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Oliver for Riverside Christian. Now Rivera with it. He's going against Manning. Drives in and can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped around. Warwick ends up with it.
There he is.
Now to Spencer Green, ahead to Wood. Wood is behind the pack. Has a shot blocked out of bounds from behind by Jace Oliver, the 6'1 junior. Nice athletic play. Good hustle by Riverside Christian. 43.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Irish up 32-15. Ooh, there's Warwick inside on the inbound, and he's fouled. Nice inbound play. Jake came off the screen, moving right to left. The ball being inbounded there. Spencer got it to him, and he got fouled by Oliver. That'll stop the clock with 42.6 seconds to go in the half. And Jake Warwick having a nice ball game. 7 points. He's got a three-pointer. He's 2 for 2 from the line. Make it 3 for 3. Jackson Gazelle will check in. He's going to check in for Warwick. So to Sales, only 4 points through the first half of this quarter for a total of 21, and now they're at 33. That's 12 points in the last 3 minutes. Well, the last 4 minutes. Warwick hits both free throws. Jake Warwick doing a great job. Warwick and Spencer Green will sit down. Tice Wood, the freshman, checks in. Irish up 34-15 with 38 seconds to go in the first half. Bowden with it. Maddox finding him. Now Omlin. They're pressuring him. They get down low to Bowden. Bowden loses the handle but chases it down the left corner. Now he'll swing it out to the wing and hit it. So Judah Bowden had trouble controlling that ball all the way along the baseline. Finally got a hold of it out on the left wing and then drained the three-pointer for his first basket. Another Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. There's been a lot of those in the first half. Irish will play for the last shot. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Now the ball slapped away from Wood. That's Tice Wood out of bounds. Out of bounds on the far sideline. 4 seconds to go in the half. Cohen Wood loses the handle on the ball, and that's going to be the end of the first half as Omlin threw one up the three-quarter court. So DeSales didn't execute very well there down the stretch, but a nice little run the last 4 minutes of that quarter, and they lead it 34-18 at the half. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, both teams came out shooting very well in an unfamiliar environment here out at Walla Walla Community College, the full 94-foot court, the home of the Walla Walla Community College Warriors women and men's programs, and a great atmosphere, postseason-type venue for small school, high school sports. And the Irish scored 17 first quarter points. Riverside Christian scored 10. Irish had three Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the quarter, and Riverside Christian hit a couple of those three-pointers. And then the second quarter was the opposite of the first quarter for the first 4 minutes. DeSales, 2 two-point field goals. Riverside Christian, a 3 and a 2. So they the Irish led 21-15. Coach Wood at the 4:12 mark of the first half said, hey, we got to settle down on offense. So he called the timeout, talked to his guys, and the Irish went on a 13-3 run the last 4 minutes and 12 seconds of the half to outscore Riverside Christian 17-8. Just 3 field goals in the second quarter for Riverside Christian, just 1 field goal after that timeout. So the Irish scored 13 points to just 8, or excuse me, 13 to just 2. I'm getting this all wrong. 13-3, they outscore them last 4-12. So DeSales, nice 16-point lead here at the half. We'll be right back with a look at the schedule. Girls and boys from DeSales will be in action tomorrow, and then we'll set the tone for the Christmas break portion of the schedule as well. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at Walla Walla Community College. The Riverside Christian Crusaders are already out of the locker room, only about halfway through this halftime. They had a rough last half of that second quarter, as I mentioned several times, outscored 13-3 by the Irish to finish off the first half. Schedule of upcoming games. The DeSales girls and boys will be in action tomorrow night at Sunnyside Christian. Actually starts tomorrow afternoon. Girls will tip off at 4 o'clock, followed by the boys at about 5:30. The girls aren't playing tonight because Riverside Christian does not have a girls program. And then that will be it until after Christmas. And then on Tuesday, December 30th, the DeSales will play at Pomeroy. That's boys only. That's a makeup game. The Lady Irish made the trip to Pomeroy December 9th, but the Irish did not due to the state football championship game in that season not getting over till December 5th. And then the Christmas Classic is Friday, January 2nd and Saturday, January 3rd at the tail end of Christmas vacation. That will be held at DeSales. The girls will play at 6, the boys at 7:30 on the first day of the tournament. I haven't seen the actual bracket. I know a Soton boys team is going to be there. I know Columbia Burbank's girls team is going to be there. There'll be a couple other schools there as well. I don't have those notes in front of me. I'll have that for you tomorrow night. So that's a look at the schedule. We'll have individual scoring and all the halftime stats. We come back. Irish up 34-18 at the half here at Walla Walla Community College in the Southeast 1B division game. You're listening to it on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. Both teams out warming up now. The Irish down to our right now and Riverside Christian to our left. Both teams will run their offenses in front of their benches. Scoring for the game so far for Riverside Christian, they have 3 points from Judah Bowden, 6 points from Waylon Johnson. All three of those field goals those two players have made have been from beyond the arc. And Micah Rivera, the 6'3 senior, has 9 points. He's scored on the drive. He's scored on a rebound putback. And he's hit a three-pointer as well. He's a very good player. The 6'3 senior leads Riverside Christian with 9 points. They're 0 for 3 from the free throw line. They made four Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three-point field goals. But only three of their players have scored in the game. The Irish defense has been very tough on the Crusaders. Four to Sales. Coach Wood has got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ball game. 5 of them have scored. 3 for Jackson Gazelle. He hit a 3-pointer in the first quarter. 5 for Spencer Green, and then 8 for Manning Filan, all inside. Scored 6 points early in the first quarter. And then 9 points for Maddox Filan on 3 3-point field goals for the 5'9 senior. And then Jake Warwick, very solid off the Irish bench, the 6-foot sophomore, 9 points. He's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. He's had several offensive rebound putbacks, and he's hit a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3-point field goal. Early candidate for player of the game. The yes, Sales is 4 of 4 from the free throw line, all by Jake Warwick. And the Irish have made 6 Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. So 10 3-point field goals between the two teams. 6 by the Irish, 4 by the Crusaders. Riverside Christian will start the second half with the basketball. We're at the up against the cinder block wall that separates the lower portion of bleachers from the uppers, and move. And they're down to our left with the ball. Bowden in the corner to Rivera. And Rivera's pass out stolen by Wood. Wood to Green. A bounce pass skipped ahead to Maddox Filan. Couldn't find room to shoot too far into the basket. Now they get it back to Green. Green tries to force it inside, and it's stolen away by Omlin to Rivera to Johnson. Johnson, no room to shoot. Rivera now in the corner with it. Back up top to Omlin. The defense has been really tough. Johnson, deep three with Maddox filing in his face. And we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball on the rebound. I'm assuming the basket's going to count. And the foul is on Manning filing. I didn't talk about the fouls, but that is now 3 on Manning. Gazelle has 2. So Johnson hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones 3. So the Crusaders score first and will get the ball back. A chance for a 3-plus possession. And now Omlin travels as he's cut off on the drive by Maddox Filan. Boy, Waylon Johnson had a hand right in his face, and he drilled that 3. His third of the game, the 6'1 sophomore, has 9 points. Irish looking for their first bucket of the second half on their first possession of the second half. Up top it goes to Wood. Drives in the lane, spins all the way to the basket, goes up strong over Rivera, can't hit, rebound Rivera. Rivera still on the dribble. 6'3 senior. Gets it on the right wing to Oliver. Oliver to Bowden, the freshman, cut off at the right elbow. Up top it goes to Johnson. He's their shooter. Up top to Bowden. On a pass from Johnson. Bowden with the dribble. Shot clock down to 10. Bowden, a lot of dribbling by the freshman. Maddox filing right on. Swing it to Omlin. Omlin cut up on the drive. Shoots a straightaway 17-footer. Won't go. Jackson Gazelle with the rebound. All white shirts underneath. Up ahead to Spencer Green. Spencer goes right by Omlin and lays it in. Little hesitation dribble. Little head fake. Spencer lays it in. He's got 7. The Irish up 36-21. There's Gazelle stealing the ball away from Rivera on the drive. Gazelle, on a 2-on-1 break, puts it up strong, and he's fouled. They won't go. Jackson with the steal. He had Green on the left. a defender in between him, and he took the defender right to the basket. And that defender was Omlin, his second. So Jackson, nice job. Just didn't lower the shoulder, just used his body to shield Omlin from the ball. And Jackson's first free throw is good. Jackson Gazelle has 4 points, and the Irish are a perfect 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 37-21. Irish lead at 16, which is where it was at halftime. Jackson's second free throw short. Rebound. Cohen Wood goes up strong. Gets it to Manning Filan. Kick out the Maddox. Cohen's got to go up with that when he's under there like that. Now Gazelle with it. Kick up top the Maddox. Deep on the left wing. Stripped by Bowden. Gets it back. Now he's on the dribble. Pull up from 15 straight away and hit it. Maddox Filan. The first Irish player double figures. He's got 11. Nice to see him getting hot. Omlin. Cross court pass to Johnson. Johnson pull up 17 footer off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Cazale. All white shirts again on the board. Green ahead to Manning Filan. Spins inside on Johnson. This is the shot. He spun in there. Couldn't hit a Green on the offensive rebound. He's fouled the front back. Manning Filan is such a nice little drop step and spin to the basket. He hit 3 of those right away to start the game, but he's been a little bit off since then. Foul was on Oliver, his second. And Spencer Green will shoot 2 free throws. Spencer's got 7 points, hits the free throw, make it 8. Nice free throw shooting for the Irish so far. They are 6 of 7 from the line. And they've opened up a 19-point lead against Riverside Christian. Spencer hits them both. He's got 9 points. Very balanced scoring for the Irish. Matt, and there's a steal away from Allen. Ball's loose. Rivera gets it back. Now Johnson's in front court. They'll try to take advantage. Johnson shoots a 17-footer. Won't go. Rebound to Oliver. His putback is off the mark, but he's fouled by Maddox Filan. Boy, I tell you what, Waylon Johnson, he'll force it up. And then Maddox got caught underneath at the 5'9 senior. And 5'9 is a bit of a generous listing for Maddox. I'd say he's closer to 5'7 than 5'9. Oliver at 6'1 got the advantage on him down low on that offensive rebound. Oliver hits the free throw, his first point of the game, the first made free throw of the game for Riverside Christian. They're now 1 of 4 from the line. That was Maddox's first foul. 41-22 Irish, and Oliver hits both free throws. Spencer Green will bring it into front court. Moving down now, right by Omlin, will go all the way in and lay it in. The Irish spread the floor. Now Spencer's had some trouble finishing some of those shots, but he's in the groove now. 6 points in the quarter. He's got 11 for the game. Irish up 43-23. They get the ball inside to Rivera, and he lays it in. Rivera cut to the basket. Cazale tried to knock the pass away from him, but Rivera got a hold of it and scored it. He's got 11. Maddox filing now between the circles, and Bowden reaches in and fouls him out front. Maddox does a nice job protecting the ball with his body. That's a senior, Maddox Filan. He's got a lot of varsity experience being guarded by Judah Bowden, a freshman. Omlin's going to check out as Green has gone right by him the last couple times. And into the game comes Austin Stevens. Irish inbound to get on the block to Manning Filan. Sees Wood flashing the lane. Little 8-footer, he leaves it short. And Rivera with the rebound. Nice pass by Manning. Cohen just couldn't finish this 8-footer straight away. Rivera dribbling right to left. Hands it off to Johnson. Johnson now to Bowden. Handing off the ball out front. Now to Rivera. Gazelle on him. Right corner to Oliver. 3 on the way. It's short. Rebound Spencer Green. The Sales has done a great job holding the Crusaders to 1 shot. 4 minutes to go in the half. Third quarter. Excuse me. Inside to Filan. Manning. Got 2 players in the air, split the defense. I thought he got fouled on the put up. And no call. The ball was loose. He got it back and put it in. Manning, way to stay with it. He's got 10 points. Irish up 45-25. Led by 16 at the half. They're up 20 right now. Johnson, a contested 3. In and out, stays out. Cohen Wood with the rebound. The Sales doing a great job on the boards. The home white uniforms with the forest green numbers and the gold trim. There's a bounce pass in the corner to Green. Spencer tries to run it down. It goes out of bounds. He didn't have to run that down. It was going to be off of the Crusaders. I think Spencer's thought was, I'm going to pick up this ball rolling on the court and go lay it in. And he,
well, I was the same as Spencer. I didn't see it go off blue. So
yeah,
you got a good eye, Coach.
Well, no, I don't. It would have been, I guess it would have been out on us. And it was. Crusaders bringing the front court. Omlin's back in the green. Gang Green checking him. He dribbles to the left, gives it off to Dominguez, who's just checked in. Josh Dominguez, a 6 foot junior. Now left corner, Omlin with it. Omlin draw, can't find any room to shoot, gets it to Bowden. Bowden, 8 footer, won't go. Rebound tipped. Cohen Wood controls it. Spencer Green was battling with Rivera. They kept tipping it, and then Cohen Wood got a hold of it. Pass up to Manning, Maddox Filand. He'll take a quick three, won't go. Green with the rebound, knocked away. Manning's fall out to Wood. Wood for three, it won't go. Spencer Green tips the rebound to himself. Good leaping ability, and then he collides with the player down on the baseline. I think that was Bowden. DeSales is very, very aggressive on the boards at both ends. That's Bowden's third foul, fourth on the Crusaders, so the Irish will shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter on each Riverside Christian foul. They inbound it to Mateo, who gets it to Green. Mateo Menez checked in, then Green tries to pass it inside. He throws it away, and here come the Crusaders the other way, and Omlin's going to lay it in for his first basket. Spencer trying to thread the needle there, and it ended up being a turnover. There's a thread the needle pass. Maddox Filand got to the elbow. Spencer cut from the right corner. Bounce pass between two players. Easy lay-in. Nice assist by Maddox. Green's got 8 in the quarter, 13 for the game. Irish up 47-27. Dominguez with the ball up top to Bowden. Omlin on the left wing, cut off by Green. DeSales' defense has been very solid. Defense and rebounding, and the offense is getting better all the time in this early part of the season. Timeout on the floor by Coach Eaton. Says, hey, we're doing a lot of dribbling, not much scoring. 2:07 to go, third quarter. Irish up 47-27 on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales had a 16-point lead at the half. It's 20 right now. Crusaders out of the timeout. Will inbound it from in front of their bench. Now out top with it is Ballard. Right corner, Rivera. He'll launch a three. It's short. And a rebound picked out of there by Warwick. Warwick, Jimenez, Caleb Bingham is checked in. He's got the ball in the low box. Goes up strong over Rivera. Won't go. Rebound tipped. And we got a foul on the rebound. And we'll see who it's on.
3-3.
Caleb Bingham.
Oh, Bing Bing.
So right away out of that timeout, they got the ball in the block to Caleb. Just about finished it. Then going after the rebound, committed the foul. Coach Wood able to get a lot of different combinations of players in the game here early. Bowden drives in right by everybody and lays it in. That has not been the norm, as the Irish player man-to-man defense has been excellent, but not on that possession. There's a give-and-go cut or pick-and-roll cut to Bingham. Bingham loses a handle on it, and the Crusaders come up with the ball, and Omlin now will bring it into front court. Green on him. Now gives it to Rivera. The freshman Jimenez checking in. Spencer Green strips Rivera. Rivera shadowing him. Spencer gets it to Jimenez. Jimenez got too far into the basket. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Here comes Riverside Christian the other way. And now Omlin can't hit the shot in. Caleb Bingham fouls him. This group of players, things are a little ragged. The hustle is good, which it has been all game long. But A little breakdown on defense a moment ago led to an easy lay-in for the freshman, Judah Bowden. Then the Irish couldn't quite execute a fast break there a moment ago. And now a foul coming the other way. Omlin hits the free throw. Julian Omlin, 3 points all in this third quarter. So the Crusaders going 0 for 3 from the free throw line in the first half are 3 for 3 here in the third quarter. Irish up 47-30, just inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Omlin hits them both. Maddox Filan will run things from the point. Spencer Green has sat down, and Tice Wood, the freshman, is in the ballgame. Tice goes about 5'10". Maddox Filan has it slapped away by Rivera. He tried to pass it inside. Rivera, 6'3", knocked it away. So the Crusaders have scored 4 in a row and have the ball. To get down low to Rivera from Johnson, and he's fouled, and we'll go to the basket free throw line. So after that Jason Eaton timeout for the Crusaders, they've done well. Irish have not scored, and the Crusaders can try to cut further into that 20-point lead that is now down to 16, which is what it was at halftime. Rivera's first free throw, left-hander, barely nicks the rim. He had an air ball free throw in the first half. He's a little frustrated with himself. 6'3 senior, very good player. Just not a very good free throw shooter right now. He's 0 for 4 from the line.
He'll make this one.
Yeah, he does. Okay. Irish lead at 15, 47 to 32, 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Warwick gets it to the foul, and he'll take the shot off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Jimenez has it. He's double-teamed. He's stripped. Ball's loose. Ball's still loose. Bingham runs it down. Gets it to Tice Wood. 11 seconds to go. Still time. Jimenez drives baseline, and he's fouled by Rivera. And that's a big foul because that is 3 on Rivera. He picked up 2 in the first half. And that puts the Crusaders over the limit. So with 8.1 seconds to go in the third quarter, Mateo Jimenez will shoot 2 free throws. I like the way Mateo was aggressive after getting that rebound. And now Rivera will come out of the ball game. And Josh Dominguez will, no, they're not going to take him out. I thought he was coming out. He's just coming over to talk to the coaches. And Jimenez's first free throw's off the mark. So since that Riverside Christian timeout with about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's been all Crusaders, and their Irish 20-point lead is down to 15. And Bingham on the putback as Jimenez misses the second free throw. Caleb Bingham goes up, caught it, and put it back in without coming down. So Caleb Bingham, nice athletic play. The Irish score the final point of the third quarter and lead at 49-32 when we come back for the fourth quarter on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, the Irish have built a 20-point lead in the latter to by the latter parts of that third quarter, but the Crusaders end up only getting outscored by 1, 15-14 in the third quarter. The Irish lead at 49-32 with 8 minutes left. Spencer Green drives to the right elbow, right corner Cohen Wood, 3 on the way. It's an air ball. And Maddox Filan gets a hold of it, and Bowden had a hand on it. Maddox was behind Bowden, and kind of between the ball, between their legs, and they both looked at the officials with smiles, and they said, jump ball. And it, Crusaders have the arrow. They get to Rivera. He turns from the foul line, goes strong to the basket. Shot won't go. Rebound Manning Filer. Coach Wood has his starting five on the floor to start the fourth quarter. Green, Cohen, Wood, Manning, Filen, Maddox, Filen, and Gazelle. Right corner pass, Green to Maddox, Filen. Three on the way, won't go. Manning, Filen with the rebound. Kick out to Wood. Wood pulls up on the dribble drive from 12 feet and scores it. First basket for Cohen Wood tonight. 51-32 Irish, back up by 19. Bowden loses the ball as it slapped away. He's on the floor. Maddox, Filen tangles up with him and the ball. That's the second time they've done that the first minute of this fourth quarter. Possession arrow back to DeSales. Now Maddox will bring it into front court. High post pass, top of the key area to Manning Filen. Face the basket, right wing now to Green. No room to shoot, kick right corner to Filen. Filen drives baseline, that's Maddox. Gets it to Manning. Manning kicks out to Maddox. Swing it to Green. Shot clock at 12. Green elevates from 15 and then tries to dump it to Manning Filen and has it knocked away. And the Crusaders come up with the ball. Bowden throws it full court, too strong. Riverside Christian doing a good job getting the passing lanes on that last possession. Irish forcing things a little bit offensively at times so far this year. There's a backside cut by Green. And from Maddox Filen, and Rivera will have to foul Green. They've done that nicely a couple times. Maddox will be dribbling on the wing. Spencer in the corner. So if they sag off, you pass it to him in the corner and he shoots a three. If you deny the pass, Spencer cuts by him and Maddox hits him with the bounce pass. And that's what happened there. And that is four fouls on Rivera. And Spencer Green hits the first free throw. He's 3 for 3 from the line. Has 14 points now to lead the Sales in scoring. Rivera leads the Crusaders with 12. Spencer's second free throw is also good. The Sales now 9 of 12 from the free throw line. 53-32. Irish biggest lead, 21 points. There's a pass up the right side, and Austin Stevens, who's checked into the ball game, can't find the handle on it, and the Crusaders turn it over. The Sales led by 16 at the half, led by as many as 20 in the third quarter. And now Cohen Wood tries to pass inside, but knocked away by Johnson. Right back to Cohen. They swing it to Maddox, Filen to Green. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound tip control by Stevens and the Crusaders. Spencer just has not found the beyond the arc range consistently. Long shot by Omlin, won't go. Rebound by Spencer. Boy, the Irish are really, really controlling the boards. Don't have those stats. Spencer on the hard drive, goes right through three players, left to right, leans up and puts it off the glass from the right side. Nice slash to the basket. Spencer's got 17. Irish up 55-32. Bowden pulls up from the 15-foot mark. The free throw line, shot won't go. Rivera gets the tip rebound. Now to Omlin. Omlin has it knocked away by Green. Ball's on the deck. Ball's loose. Bowden's got it. He gets it away to Omlin. Omlin on the baseline to Stevens. Ball slapped away from him. He falls to the ground, tries to save it, and it goes right to Cohen Wood. The Irish are very, very aggressive with the on-ball defense, giving the Crusaders a lot of trouble. Irish with the ball in the 23-point lead. Bowden trying to reach in on Maddox Filen. He keeps protecting the ball, and Bowden fouls him. That Bowden, I've been saying Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N, but it's actually being pronounced Bowden by the public address announcer. Mark Lesmeister is doing those honors tonight. Inbound play. They get it to Manning Filen inside. Cannon shot. Manning got off to such a great start, hitting his first three shots in the paint. He's struggled since then. Omlin, an air ball from the left corner. Maddox Filen's got it. The Crusaders have not scored here in the second half, in the fourth quarter, excuse me. Maddox finally gets it inside to Manning Filen. He's stripped, gets it back, kicks the court to Cohen Wood. They leave him wide open. He'll shoot the three. He'll hit the three. He wasn't looking for a shot, but they left him stand there. So Cohen hit the Hank Warden Edward Jones three, and he's hit a couple buckets here in the fourth quarter for his 5 points. Irish up 58-32. Defense the champ by the Irish bench, and it's been good. Johnson for three. Won't go. Rebound Spencer Green. Walk it up, says Coach Wood. Take your time. Let's work on some stuff here. Green gets a screen from Manning Finan. Green goes in all the way in the basket and lays it in. We've got timeout, DeSales. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. DeSales is really stretching it out here in the fourth quarter. They lead it 60-32 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. Irish up 60-32. They've opened up a 28-point lead. Well, midway through the second quarter, both teams are struggling offensively. The Irish had a 5-point lead, a 6-point lead. Coach Wood takes a timeout. They end the half on a 13-3 run. A very even third quarter. The Irish outscored Crusaders 15-14, but here in the fourth quarter, the Irish have opened it up 11-0. They've outscored the Crusaders here to start the fourth quarter. And there's a ball slapped away. Caleb Bingham tries to save it in the left corner down from our vantage point and can't do it in the spacious confines of the Walla Walla Community College Warriors Dietrich Activity Center, the Dietrich Dome, they call it. It's a dome. Big, white, puffy, insulated roof. Looks like an inverted golf ball. There you go, Mr. Olson. Those dimples. Rivera with it on the left wing. Jimenez on him, and there's a shot clock violation. The Sales defense, rebounding, those have been the real keys, and offense has been in spurts, and they're on a good spurt right now. Spencer Green gets it right wing to Jimenez. Spencer on the drive, cut off by Alma, kick corner to Warwick. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Riverside Christian. The Sales hit 6 first half Hank Warden 3-point field goals. They've had only one here in the second half, and that was a moment ago by Cohen Wood. Crusaders had 4 in the first half. They've hit 1 3-pointer in the second half. Maddox Filan gets the inbound, drills into the lane. Norvashiki kicks it to Jimenez. Jimenez on the drive, gets it to Caleb Bingham, and Bingham finishes. Nice assist by Jimenez. Nice strong finish by Caleb. 30-point lead for the Irish, 62-32. There's Bowden on a drive. Bowden, and blocked out of bounds by Spencer Green. Spencer is listed at 5'10", but he can get up in the air, and he blocked that one out of bounds. He'll come out of the game now, and Tyce Wood will check in. So Maddox Filan is the only starter that's on the floor for Coach Wood. To Johnson on the inbound play. 3-pointer on the way, won't go. Rebound, a menace. The white shirts all over the boards at both ends has been a big theme to this contest. Maddox Filan on the drive, puts on the brake. Bowden runs into him. He keeps the ball. Wow, that was, how do you not? Anyway. Maddox got by Bowden, kind of put on the brakes. Bowden was chasing him, ran right up his back. Ball squirts loose, bounced off about 4 guys, and the Crusaders end up with the call as the ball went out of bounds. Lon, you like that one. In the right corner, it goes to number 0, checked in, Braden Tompkins. It was an air ball, but it went right to Micah Rivera, who lays it in. The big guy, the 6'3 senior, he has played this whole game. He's our leading scorer, 14 points. Warwick deep on the right wing. Johnson on him. Very young squad. Rivera the only senior in uniform. Jimenez on the drive. Dumps it to Warwick. Warwick puts it up. Rolls off the mark. He didn't handle the pass clean. Kind of got his body turned and wasn't squared up when he took that shot. Rivera goes strong the other way. Too strong. Rebound Jimenez. That Rivera kid's in good shape. Tyce Wood with Tompkins on him. Now we got a whistle and a timeout to Sales. Full timeout. Coach Wood getting more guys in the ballgame. Everybody getting opportunities to get better. They lead at 62-34 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
Next turnout.
Well, the Irish are firmly in control. They've outscored Riverside Christian 13-2 here in the fourth quarter. Only one field goal for Riverside Christian with 1:43 to go in the ballgame. After the most competitive of the three quarters was the third quarter, the Irish end up outscoring the Crusaders just 15-14. So we've got Jason Guest inbounding the ball. Jason, the 5'10 senior in the game for the first time. I don't know why I have him down as a sophomore. And he'll pass it to inbound to Nick Quaddle. Nick was our Dairy Queen player of the game in the Prescott game. Had 5 points the other night, including a three-pointer. Tice Wood, the freshman out there. Bingham is out there. 6'1 junior has 4 points. And also in the ball game is Ben Garcia, 5'10 junior. Now Rivera will come out, as will Omlin. Eight-footer by Wood. Tice Wood, shot won't go. Rebound, Caleb Bingham. He scores and he's fouled. Caleb Bingham, a very unassuming guy and one of the heroes of that state championship game. If he had to pick one guy, he might be that guy. Running the ball hard, 100-yard interception return from his linebacker position. And he just completed the three-point play. And now I've got a whistle and...
A do-over.
Do-over, yeah, they... Little mix up on who was inbounding the ball there. There, Dominguez will inbound it to Braden Tompkins, a 5'10 freshman in the game. Gets it to Smith. His shot blocked by Bingham. Now Guest has a loose ball. Guest is double teamed, has it knocked away, and he's fouled. And the foul's on Stevens. 109 to go in the ballgame. Quaddle will inbound right in front of the scores table. I've got a whistle, and what happened there?
I don't know, Mike. He must have stepped inbounds.
Oh.
Before you threw it.
I see. He blew the whistle right as Quaddle inbounded the ball, so some type of a violation. And the Crusaders will come. They get to Mingus. He'll fire one over Bingham, and he hits it. So Josh Dominguez, the 6 foot junior, gets a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three in the Riverside Christian faithful like that. Inside a minute now, Irish up 65-37.
Come on, hit it.
Garcia gets to the elbow, passes down low to Bingham. He has it stripped away by Smith. Smith will give it off to Braden Tompkins, a freshman who brings it into front court. Tice Wood, also a freshman on him. Now Dominguez with it back to Tompkins, and it goes off his leg out of bounds. The Irish will go to 3-0 and travel up to Sunnyside Christian tomorrow along with the Lady Irish. And they are the premier program in our division.
There you go.
Ben Garcia hit the three. There you go.
That a boy, Ben.
Good job, Mr. Olson. He caught the ball at the right elbow.
Oh.
Put it up with the left hand, and he got fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line.
Ben
is a very unselfish, unassuming player. He doesn't really stick out with anything fancy, but he's very steady no matter, regardless of sport. He misses the free throw. Bingham with the rebound. Put back, won't go. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out to Guest. Ball knocked away, but Ben had a few chances to score against Prescott. The crowd really wanted it to happen, but he wouldn't shoot it. So he scored it there now. So Stevens on a put back, won't go. Rebound, Jason Guest. 3 seconds. Jason will just hold the ball. And the Irish will win it 67-37. The Sales students up above the basket to our right in the along the railing. Loved it when Ben hit that shot. They had a lot of fun tonight on a Friday night. A home game at Walla Walla Community College. DeSales wins it 67-37. We'll be back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, yeah. Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the Walla Walla Community College Dietrich Activity Center, the Dietrich Dome, they call it. And the Irish boys able to come up to this collegiate setting gymnasium to host Riverside Christian. And the Irish come away with a 67-37 win. Irish were up 17-10 after the first quarter. Both teams shooting very well in the dome. They combined for 5 first quarter. Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. Manning Filan hit his first 3 shots of the game. The 5'10 senior hitting from the inside. The Irish were up 17-10. The Sales had a nice second quarter. Got off to a slow start. It was 21-15 with 4:12 to go in the half. And Coach Wood called the timeout. Got the offense squared away. The defense was solid most of the game, all of the game. Very good on-ball pressure and rebounding on the defensive end. And the Irish ended up outscoring the Crusaders 13-3 in those last 4 minutes of the half. Outscored them 17-8 for the quarter and led by 16 at the half. And then the Irish pushed that lead to 20 early in the third quarter. But the Crusaders were very competitive, got back in it a little bit. The Irish did outscore them 15-14 in the third quarter, and it was 49-32 with 8 minutes left. The 17-point lead quickly ballooned as the Irish defensive pressure finally really broke the Crusaders as they scored just 5 points in the fourth quarter, only 2 until Josh Dominguez, one of their reserves, hit a three-pointer in the final minute. So the Irish holding the Crusaders just 2 points for basically the whole fourth quarter, and they outscore them. I know that can't be true. For some reason, I wrote 80. They didn't score 80 points in the fourth quarter. 6, 8, 11, 12, 14, 16, 18. Okay. And so they outscore the Crusaders 18-5 to really open it up. DeSales goes to 3-0 on the season, all in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. Riverside Christian started the season 5-0, but they've lost 2 in a row. They lost to Liberty Christian on Tuesday, and then they lose here tonight. Their record falls to 3-2 in the division. 5-2 overall. They will not play they play tomorrow night against Yakima Nation Tribal. The Irish girls and boys will travel to Sunnyside Christian. We'll take a break, come back with the individual totals and the team totals. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back at Walla Walla Community College to wrap this game up. Boys only tonight, as the Riverside Christian School does not have a girls program. The Irish boys win it 67-37. Scoring for Riverside Christian, Coach Jason Eaton got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the ball game. 6 of them scored points, only 1 in double figures. Jace Oliver had 2, 3 for Josh Dominguez. 4 for Julian Omlin, 5 for Judah Bowden, just a freshman. 9 for Waylon Johnson, the 6'1 sophomore, drilled, and he shot a hard shot. Not a lot of arc on it. He hit 3 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes for his 9 points. And then 14 points for Micah Rivera, the 6'3 senior. That guy's in great shape. He basically played the whole game till the final minute or so. And he scored in every quarter. He was their guy. Yeah, the only player in double figures. The Crusaders hit 5 of 9 from the free throw line. A respectable 5 for 6 in the second half after going 0 for 3 in the first half. For Coach Wood's guys, he got all his guys in the game. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players. All 12 players got in the ball game, and 8 of them scored points. 2 for Ben Garcia. It's nice to see him get a bucket. And then 4 for Jackson Gazelle. 5 for Cohen Wood, all in the fourth quarter. Nice to see Cohen get going a little bit after missing a few shots earlier in the game. 7 for Caleb Bingham, the 6'1 junior post player. Rebound put back off a missed free throw to beat the buzzer at the end of the third quarter. Then 5 more points in the fourth quarter. 9 for Jake Warwick, the 6-foot sophomore. Really good first half. He's 4 for 4 from the line, got a lot of rebounds, and hit 2 field goals, one being a Hank Warden Edward Jones 3. And then 3 players in double figures for DeSales. Manning Filan had 10, 6 right away in the first quarter, 8 by halftime. 11 for Maddox Filan. It was really nice to see Maddox get going from beyond the arc. The 5'9 senior point guard hit three Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the first half, and another field goal in the second half for his 11 points. And Spencer Green, 19 points. Spencer, just so talented offensively. He seems like he may be pushing and pressing a little bit and really working hard to get everybody involved, maybe overpassing at times. He had 5 points at the half. He scored 14 in the second half and finished with 19. Just 1 3-point field goal as they were really working to not let him get open outside. But he had some nice drives to the basket. 15 second half points, leads all scorers with 19 for the game. DeSales goes 10 of 14 from the free throw line for the ball game. Very solid in that area. So bombs away in the first half. Between the two teams, there were 10 Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3-point field goals made. In the second half, the Irish made one and Riverside Christian made two. So for the game, a total of 13 made 3-pointers, most of those in the first half. But some good shooting. But the number one thing I thought, Lon, was our on-ball defense and our rebounding. And we're offensively, we're doing well in spurts. And you mentioned during the broadcast that basketball is a game of
spurts.
Spurts. Yeah. Yeah. We just got to increase our spurts and decrease our lulls offensively. But the rebounding and the defense are very consistently there, especially tonight. It's a very young season for the Irish. They've played just 3 games now, and they are undefeated, and they'll go to Sunnyside Christian tomorrow night. So, Dairy Queen player of the game, Coach Olson.
I'm biased, Coach, but yeah. Jake Warwick got the team going. He was 4 for 4 from the line and hit a couple of outside shots, 1-3, and it just got him going, and he got quite a few rebounds, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And just playing good defense, too. Moves his feet pretty well.
A 6-foot sophomore coming in off the bench. Of course, you are biased, Coach Lon Olson, golf team coach. You picked the state championship golfer.
I did.
Yeah.
So
Maddox Filand was the guy I thought about, too, because he struggled with his shot early, which is understandable coming off that football run in just a week of practice. But he got it going tonight as he hit three from beyond the arc and ran things from the point guard spot, scored those 11 points. But Jake Warwick is our Dairy Queen player of the game. And with that, we'll thank you for listening to us, folks. The Irish win it by 30 points, 67-37, to go to 3-0. And we'll be at Sunnyside Christian tomorrow. Girls will tip off at 4, followed by the boys at 5:30. As always, enjoy having Lon as my sidekick. And then Gabe, thank you for doing a great job back at the studio. And, of course, our sponsors. Please patronize our sponsors. Without them, we couldn't be putting these broadcasts on the air. So with that, we want you to enjoy your weekend as we get deep into the Christmas season. Christmas is less than a week away. And until tomorrow night at Sunnyside Christian with the girls tipping off at 4 o'clock, this is Mike Spees saying God bless. And we send you back to the studios of 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.